Harper Audio presents Make 'em Laugh, Short-Term Memories of Longtime Friends by Debbie Reynolds and Dorian Hannaway. Read by Judith Ivy. Foreword by Carrie Fisher. My mother has many extraordinary qualities, but the one I am concerning myself with here is her willingness to be ridiculous. She's not only willing, she has the ability to shift into the ridiculous at 10,000 paces and put it to good use before anyone else has even noticed. An unmistakable sense of the absurd, which at times is so powerful that many have considered attempting to use it to kill weeds. From my mother and good neighbor, I learned what has proven to be the most valuable coping skill available to modern man. That is, if that contemporary guy is anything like me. So valuable, I used it to introduce my show, Wishful Drinking. And that skill boils down to this. If my life wasn't funny, it would just be true. And that's unacceptable. My mother may not have used those exact words, but it's been the gist of how she has managed to get through some death-defying life experiences. One of the biggest laughs we shared occurred the night my brother Todd shot himself in the upper thigh, and fortunately, no higher, with a blank. My mother called a cab to get him to the hospital. Ambulances can be so loud. Once he was settled into his room there, she returned home to the 5 homicide policemen who were waiting with me to arrest her for possession of an illegal firearm. They hauled the two of us down to the police station to be fingerprinted. I don't need to tell you which fingers she gave them to be printed. Finally, back home at 6 a.m., the press began to come a-knocking. Debbie, did you shoot your son to get publicity to restore your show's disappointing business? She looked at me with the eyes of the naughtiest, most successful truant to ever play Broadway in order to pay for her soon-to-be ex-husband's debts. Still with me? Yes, she cried gaily through the door, as if agreeing to go to the prom with the star football player, instead of answering a question that was everything but a question. I did shoot Todd to improve business, which I hope works, because I only have one more child to shoot and I am wishing for a long run. If I learned nothing else from my mom, and I learned quite a bit, though her sex tips left something to be desired, so to speak, it was this. Life is fucking hilarious, especially when it's not, because that's the only time it truly has to be. Preface. When you're born on April 1st, you take everything with a laugh. In my 2013 memoir, Unsinkable, I wrote about the ups and downs that I've had over the past 8 decades. At that time, I was still on the road, working many weeks a year. Now I'm taking time for myself, and it feels good. For this book, I'm going to share with you some of the many fun and some not-so-fun experiences I've had. I live with the ghosts of comedy past, present, and future, and cherish what I remember of those who have gone before. As I rely on my memory for what you'll hear in this audio program, bear in mind that I do so with the belief that we should never let the facts get in the way of a good story. In our movie, Singing in the Rain, Donald O'Connor has a fantastic number called Make 'em Laugh. One of the lines in the song is make 'em laugh, don't you know everyone wants to laugh? It's a great joy to be an entertainer, something I feel I was born to be. It has given me an extraordinary life. Thanks to all of you who have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?